What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the A&R Geekly, the very first one of 2025. It is good to be back. I'm excited to be back. I get to talk about cool things in the world of collecting. I don't do it all alone, though. I can't even do it. I can't even fathom doing this all alone. I've got my partner in crime. He is the Nightwing to my Batman, or maybe he's the Batman because he's pretty intelligent. Well, we can discuss that later on, but I got to bring in my guy. He does the best Donald Duck impressions. He's actually just doing it out his window for no reason. I don't know why. Here he is.
I can't do it now.
It's Donald D.
I was trying to do it, and every time I attempted, I just started laughing. So Darth's here right on time.
Happy New Year to you, Darth. Oh, yeah. 2025 is going to be fantastic. There's a lot of goodies coming down the pipeline, and I'm really excited to talk about some stuff that's coming up, some stuff that's going to be, that's already announced, and maybe some outlook of what things maybe we'd want in 2025. I know it's early, but hey, this is the time of the year where we get excited and have predictions and thoughts of what could come down the pipeline from various companies.
Never too early. It's never too early.
Never too early. But yeah, welcome to our show. We got a cool segment coming up right now. The world famous A&R dad joke. It's the first one of the year, D.
Yeah, I was like,
aren't you excited? You probably were starved for 2 weeks that we were not here.
Yeah, right? I was like, huh, this feels weird.
You were sad. I know you were sad. Yeah. Just because we missed 2 weeks of it, I'm going to give you two today.
Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome. He is. We'll gladly be Nightwing.
I mean, they're both cool. Like, I wouldn't object to Nightwing. Like, I love Nightwing. But Elvin...
I know you like Nightwing. That's why I said Nightwing for you.
Elvin always has something going. He's always thinking, like, 20 steps ahead. That's why I was just like, I don't think I'm Batman. I think Elvin would be... But...
It's interchangeable. Remember, Nightwing put on the cowl too, right?
I'm happy with whatever.
Oh, man. All right. We're not going to be dicking around anymore here. Let's...
That was joke number one.
No, that doesn't count. No. Okay. All right, let's get into it. Okay, so if you're new here for 2025 with us, welcome aboard. If you're coming on and saying, who are these guys? Well, we're just a couple of goofballs that like to talk about collectibles and things in the pop culture world. So welcome. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't. Everybody out there who watches our show, hit the like button. It helps get the word out of who we are to the YouTube algorithm. All right, so we do a joke every time the show comes on, much to D's chagrin. It is called In Our Dad Joke. You can play along with us on various ways. If you're live, you can do hashtag dad if it's a joke is great, hashtag sad if the joke is bad, and I need to go back to the drawing board, or whoever sent the joke needs to go back to the drawing board. If you're on the replay crew, hit in the comment section. Let us know hashtag dad or hashtag sad this week's dad joke. If you're listening to us on various podcast platforms like Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, blah, 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 wherever we're a lot of places. You can go to our social media handle at A&R Universe and let us know if this week's dad joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad. And you can also submit your jokes. You never know. You might win a prize. And we'll always tell the afterwards if this was submitted by somebody. That way he doesn't, laugh on, just for the sake of it and be biased. So, That's fair. Here we go. Ryan's in the house. Just in time for 2025 to ruin my year. No, just kidding, Ryan. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Happy New Year. Sorry.
Oh, wow. It's someone's birthday? Or is Ryan's birthday?
You know what? You know why I'm saying that? Because I have a friend of mine whose birthday's coming up. So I was just thinking about him today. I'm like, okay, what's he going to do for his birthday? What do I got to do for him for his birthday? That's why his birthday's in my mind. All right. Let's get going here.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Ready. What do you call two vegans fighting?
I don't know. What do you call them?
Beyond beef.
I don't know how I feel about that. Darth can chime in.
Beyond meat, beyond beef.
Maybe? Like, I don't know. Huh?
Like, you're perplexed. You don't know what to do. Press the red button or the green button?
I totally didn't laugh.
Oh, man. All right. Here we go. Number two. Because you missed 2 weeks, I have to catch up for you. I know you're starved. Here we go. Oh, I'm not Whoa, hey, that's not part of the game.
Yeah,
a hashtag,
right?
Like, not sure.
Think we're throwing both of us. Where's Cowabunga, dude? He could be the deciding factor here.
Oh, I guess we could do a hashtag not sure if you want to. Doesn't count. Don't know about what vegans are. You're right. I'm far from that. I give. Oh my god! Here, what is with these people with the?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, huh? Two weeks off, and we don't know how to respond anymore.
Hey, get your own show and get your own hashtags. Oh man. Okay, let's do number two here. Let's see if number two is any better. Here we go. Here we go. What do you call a guy with the rubber toe?
What?
Roberto.
I made a funny.
I made that funny.
You get what? I'll give you one.
All right. That is this week's hashtag dad and hashtag sad in our dad joke. All right. I got that palate cleansed. There we go. There we go.
I still don't know what to make of it. Holy smokes.
You're out of the loop. Don't worry. Next week, you'll be back in the loop.
I'll be back in it. I'll be back in it.
You'll be right in it. Hashtag sad all day. Oh man. All right. So our next segment is a lot better, probably. It is what we watched and what we got.
What did I watch? For some reason, we watched Shrek. I like Shrek a lot. Finished Puss in Boots yesterday. It was one of my favorite movies. Finished Tacoma FB. Ended on a cliffhanger, but we burned through it.
Nice.
What else did I watch? Movie-wise, I can't even think of anything. The holidays were just so busy. We had family in town. My cousin was here. Lots of cousins were here. Everything felt like a blur. Movies, I saw Sonic. Are we on the third one now? Yeah, Sonic 3. Because every Christmas we pick a random movie, and that was what was playing. So I saw that. It was fun. It was about as good as the other two. Like, it's like, take your kids if they like Sonic.
Yeah, obviously, you know, my situation. Having my wife and my oldest having pneumonia.
Yeah, that was great.
Just
perfect timing.
I don't want to ever say a good timing for anything like that, but it was like a day after Christmas.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they got Christmas ruined for them. So I was fortunate about that with my wife and my kid enjoying that, you know, time. Because we left for Chicago for that, and I didn't want them to kind of get sick doing that. So I'm thankful it was afterwards, but I'm still kind of down that they ended up becoming sick for New Year's, right?
I thought like a lot of people were excited for that. And then there was another one too.
Is that Nosferatu? What is that one?
I saw a lot of people hating Nosferatu.
Is that what he's talking about? Werewolf movie?
Was there one more? Hold on. Werewolf. The Beast Within, that was on Amazon Prime. I don't know which one he saw.
I'm not into that stuff, so I wouldn't even know. Yeah, I heard like mixed reviews for Nosferatu.
There was The Beast Within. There was Werewolves, and then Nosferatu is also getting like scorned. Oh, he saw Werewolves.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
December 6th. Yeah, I don't know. Wrong time for werewolf films.
Why would they release during Christmas time? Was it Christmas related? Or was it like in a winter kind of setting?
I have no idea. I guess scary movies are supposed to be like year people love them regardless of the time frame, but the werewolves dropped down in the background.
Cool.
JL, let me see what it's getting. I saw the opposite review.
Okay, I didn't say it was bad. I said I heard
mixed. I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't really try.
Probably never will see it, but yeah.
Okay, what's your limit on scary? Like,
weird? It's weird. It's weird, man.
Do you like
it? I knew one day you're gonna ask me that question, and I always like, how do I answer that question if he does?
Like, if the main character can fight back and has like a shotgun and kill, like obviously Blade is.
I don't.
Really
okay, so I don't. That's fine, but the one thing I don't like is jump scares. I absolutely hate jump scares.
Okay, that's understandable.
So that's one of those things. I just don't like it. And I don't like overly gory, too much. I don't mind a little bit, But when it gets to like, you know, like Saw or like Centipede or something like that, I'm like, nah, come on.
That's too out there.
Let's just stop here with the silliness. You know what I mean? Like, I too hate jump scares and gore. There you go. He's like, all right, now I can watch a movie by myself. All right.
There's not really any horror films out there that I like. I'm not one of those people who die to see horror films. Like, I just don't care about them. I don't like them. But if one's on TV and it seems interesting, like if the main character can fight back, then great. I will watch that. I like seeing that kind of stuff.
Like, but if it's sorry, go ahead. You're saying?
I was going to say, if it's just a person running and hiding for 2 hours, they're like, what is this?
Yeah, I hate those cabin movies. You know, those stupid when they run away and they like go right into a dark area. Like, why are you going to the areas that they would look for you?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I tried these movies a long time ago. I was just like, yeah, some of it gets kind of redundant. And then you just kind of like ask yourself, why are you doing this?
It is what it is.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. What else?
As for what I got, so I got your ship. We were just talking about this earlier. So I did get him. I wanted to get mine first to make sure it wasn't garbage. So I'm replacing this Trunks.
Aw.
With BoJack Trunks.
BoJack.
The sheath's magnetized, so like the straps. Nice. Yeah. Opposed to pegging it in like the old one. I like the accessories a lot.
Ryan says it's crazy how having a gun eliminates any scream.
Like, yeah, watching a guy unload on werewolves and vampires with a shotgun or a rifle.
Yeah,
like,
what's that movie with, what's the name? Hugh Jackman. He did a werewolf movie. Is it Helsing?
Oh, Van Helsing.
I like that one because he was kicking ass.
Yeah, it's just
and a basement action. You don't feel movie. Like at all scared because you know he's going to just shit kick everybody, right? You're just like, I'm here for a good time. Let's go, right? Yeah, so I guess when you look at it from those type of movies, I don't mind watching. Yeah.
That and
I may not kill him, but I'll turn him into mush. Yeah, exactly.
Good what time. Was the one with I forgot Nicholas Holt. He was the vampire's assistant. That's gory, but I love that movie.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it. But it was just him beating up ghouls and other vampires with super strength. Like, that was fun. That was a fun time.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, so what else?
Renfield. So I got Trunks. I'm very happy with it. Has the accessories that I wanted. Super Saiyan hair, alternate hands.
That's a lot of head plates. Sculpts.
Yeah. So I'm very pleased. It moves not floppy at all.
What about scale wise with the SH?
Scale's perfectly fine. Like, he's as buff as he needs to be, and he's still in height.
Is that early contention for figure of the year for you in 2025? I know we're only 1 week in.
Oh, I have no idea, man. Like, the fact that they pulled that off, I'm extremely happy with it. Yeah, so, yeah. If they keep pumping a quality, and it's Tosin art, anything Demon is scary for me.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm with you with there, Park. I'm right there with you.
Anything that requires an exorcist, because those are.
I was just gonna say the Exorcist movie to this day.
I could tell as soon as I was like,
troubles me to this day. Like, that's how messed I am watching that movie 40 years ago, probably. No, not 40 years, 35 years ago.
I think it was.
I was pretty young when I watched it. So
just
that's
the atmosphere.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
So when I watched that, I'm just like, as a young kid, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a problem for the rest of my life.
It's going to creep into your mind every time the power.
And
goes
I think that's the reason why I'm hesitant in watching anything scary is because of that trauma.
Yeah.
At a young age watching that. I don't ask me how I ended up watching that, because no adult should have let me watch that at that age.
Oh, but it's always I saw it the first time at like, I was 7 at a birthday party, and they just...
Who does that at a birthday party? Hey, kids, gather around. Let's watch.
No, it's just like they just let us run.
Birthday party?
They let us run wild, and then my friend's like, hey, we're going to watch Exorcist. And we're like, okay. And then he put that on. You don't... There's always
and
that
parents
one...
parents are like, go ahead?
I don't even know where his parents were. This is like...
You're 7 years old. Where aren't their parents there?
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Man. That's why... It's been documented already.
Hey, KJ, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, I did check out him on Fridays. It's been documented already. Werewolves was so disappointing.
Ooh, another one. Ooh, okay. So people don't watch that because we got a couple people here saying it's poopy. Don't watch it. Happy New Year's to everybody out in the chat here with us. All of you guys. Hope you guys had a good holiday.
They do their streams on Fridays at, I don't know, it's Eastern Standard Time. What is it, 7, KJ? You could correct me if I'm wrong.
All right, what time?
So 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So that would be at 4:30 here. Oh, sorry, 4 o'clock here.
No, maybe I got it backwards. Maybe 7 p.m. PST. I don't know. Like, see the conversion. It was later than that. They were showing up.
What day?
On Fridays.
7:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Pacific time.
Pacific.
So that's 10:30 Eastern.
Maybe. You guys tell me. 10 p.m. Eastern. KJ, so you're right. You're right. Yeah, that's what it was. You're right.
7 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, cool.
I was just like, 10 p.m. show. That's pretty late. That can't be it. But you guys want to do your late shows.
Well, it's a good thing he's doing it at 10 p.m. because our popcorn chicken show that we do every Thursday is moving to Friday nights. But it's going to be a lot earlier. It won't interfere with KJ's. So maybe, you know, hey, if you're done watching our show, go watch KJ's show right after. So, but I haven't set the time yet. It might be a little bit here and there because I'm doing it by myself. I'm doing popcorn chicken by myself. Once in a while, one of the members will come on if they're not busy doing other things. But stand by for that. This Friday will be the first show. So, yeah, come and hang out with me because I'm going to be a loner. And I would like to have some conversations with actual humans instead of my wall. So come by on Fridays.
Bring Coco in.
Yeah, my dog's going to eat the mic here and start licking on everything here on the table. But she likes chewing on my toys, so that's going to be fun. Ryan says, Werewolves has the super moon, and all you have to do is just go outside one night a year and what?
Just stay inside. It's like Jaws, how just stay out of the water, and everyone kept going in the water. All you have to do is
go outside.
And they went outside.
Oh, that sucks. That's a terrible movie then. What does KJ say here? Two guys are PSD also. It works over for 78 over.
Oh, yeah, 78 pops on there too.
Ah, okay. That's good. Yeah. Nice. Good looking out for 78.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, Jin, but it is what it is. I very rarely tune into politics. I keep up on the updates, so that's about it. But I don't get into heated. I noticed he mentioned something and I didn't want to ignore it, but I don't get heated like everyone else. I'm just like, oh, that happened.
It was time to go.
Yeah. I was like, you've been here for quite some time.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this about Canadian politics. And, you know, when I was over in Chicago, we were talking a little bit of politics. I don't like doing it, but I was kind of sucked into it.
Especially during college.
That's the last thing I want to do. So, but I was sucked into it because they asked for my opinion. And when I dropped in Canada, there is no term. They literally shat their pants and said, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, in Canada, there's no term. So long as you win every election, you just continue rolling over next every 4 years. And they're like, no way. I'm like, yeah, that's why he's been here for over a decade. And they're like, oh, okay.
Like, we see.
Are you guys communist? I'm like, no, we're not.
That's why I don't bring it up.
Hence the voting. Hence the voting.
You get all those weird questions.
But no, it's good to at least clear that way. Yeah. Airways, right?
What else did I get? Oh, so the reason.
Hello.
Mortal Kombat. So the Trunks reinvigorated my Dragon Ball love. So I decided to finish the manga, or however far they did. So I finished that. I'm all caught up. I did get Ultra Instinct Goku. I took a picture. I showed you.
I know. I just forgot. It's all flooding back to me. Oh man, I love how that works. When you watch something, you're like, oh, I better go get that right now.
Came out right. I was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll get it. Not even Gohan and everyone else. Because I remember years ago, I was like, I'm done with Dragon Ball.
Yeah, and like, okay, sure.
Not for any reason. It's just because, like,
well, you were unaware. And then when you read the books, you're like, oh, This is
pretty cool. Because I watched Super and I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
It happens to all of us. Happens to me a million times. So, yeah.
And then I watched the
Why bother with turns when the world knows you ain't doing shit. Yeah, exactly. D, you were asked a question here.
Is the high SP per age RoboCane good? I don't have it. Let me see.
What's up? The first what's up of 2025.
I don't really see any issues with high toys. I just don't have any, so I can't. The forms say the QC is dubious at best, but it looks nice. So take that as you will. I'd wait for reviews.
Jin, that's Shao Kahn.
Got the video game, Sparking Zero. I was playing that. Just got
Did
me
that. Did that also motivate you to go get those characters?
It motivated me to play it because Marvel Rivals came out. So I was like, okay, I'll try that. And then I got Dragon Ball for Christmas. And then the manga did make me go and play.
So it's like an inundation of Dragon Ball to
just
you.
This is like the trunks. The it's trunks like a started
flow
it.
Of it.
Right? Yeah,
it started that. Yeah,
but I'm still not really eager to watch Daima. Like I just don't care about
it. I'm gonna get to that in a second.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, your turn. I want to hear what you got. How was Christmas mostly for the kids? Because you're in Chicago, so I don't expect you to like pack your suitcases full of like gifts to take there and back.
So what we did was we like, hey, listen, it's going to be weird for us to pack gifts in a bag and bring it there. So why don't we just give you money? You buy it for them in advance. Right. So they bought the gifts there for their kids. My wife's sister's family. That's what we went to see in Chicago. And I've been to Chicago before in the summer, but never in the winter. So it was nice to go there during Christmas, but yeah. So we had already arranged for gifts to be there because it's a lot easier than us bringing it there. And, you know, if security decides to open up the bag, they're going to rip the packaging, wrapping, right? So just didn't want to do all that. So, yeah, it went there. My gift was to go see the Chicago Bulls, and I got great seats, and I went to see it. I bought tickets for myself and my brother-in-law to see it. I had a good time watching that. It was a lot of fun to go to a Bulls game, got some merch at the Bulls store. But it was nice to kind of be in a different environment for once because we've never celebrated Christmas outside of our house, not anywhere else. It's always been at our house. So it's just, yeah, it was different and it was fun. I got to go see 40 Years Too Late. Yeah, I mean, what can you do? At least you're there at the house where Jordan built, sort of. So we also got to see the iconic McAllister family home. If you could pull that up. It was one of my things that I really wanted to do during Christmas because I'm such a huge fan of it. And so here it is. Let me take that banner off. There we go. So I got to take, this is me taking a picture of the McAllister home. They did some renovations, obviously you can tell. The house is up for sale if you want to buy it. It's $5.2 million USD if you want to buy it. The owners are living there. So there's actually people living there. It's not just a prop. And they're pretty tired of people kind of getting into their yard. So there's also a police present on the street where they don't let you park your car in front of the house. You have to kind of walk to it. It's not a bit of a walk, not a too long of a walk, maybe 30 seconds, but you got to walk to it. And they have a gate with a sign saying, please do not step into the yard at all. And they're like, you can take pictures, but, you know, be respectful. If somebody's walking around in the yard, don't try to take pictures of them. We went at nighttime because you want to see all the lights out, right? But very, very nice neighborhood, very poshy neighborhood. It's an hour away from Chicago itself. I think it's called Winnetka or something like that. But, ADT alert. I would get two different company alarms if I had this place.
I was going to say, if they had that from the start.
I would have lasers pointing at every corner of the yard. Yeah.
That's exactly what. That is good advertising. Like, if they had security, this wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right? The perfect marketing place.
But yeah, it was really nice to scratch this off one of my things that I wanted to do for Christmas. So it's nice. The next one is part two in New York, which I'm going in August, so it's not really Christmas time, but I'm going to try to go see the apartment and some spots that they filmed part two in as well. It's weird. Going to be doing two of those things that I wanted to do in 1 year. It's just, yeah, really weird. But yeah, it was good times. My youngest was just like so overwhelmed with joy to see it because he's been really into the Home Alone movies for the last maybe 5 years. And a lot of people showed up, man. A lot of people were there. This was one girl just wouldn't stop taking pictures. I literally waited a good couple of minutes and she kept doing these stupid poses.
Oh, at the house?
Yeah. And it's just like, seriously, you literally took 20 pictures. How many more do you need? And she's just posing here by herself. It's not like with her family or anything like that. I'm like, seriously? I was just giving her looks like, come on, we just want a couple of pictures and get the hell out of here. Like, come on, leave us, give us a chance, right? So, happy New Year's to you. My cousin. Yeah.
Oh, your cousin. Okay.
Yes. Why are you messaging yourself?
No, I didn't want to talk over you. Oh. Ryan said I get 3 gift cards for those recommendations. I'm like, which ones did you even recommend? Because I'm sure you're gonna get to what you watched.
Ah, okay. So let's kibosh that right now.
Okay. How many did you watch?
I'm not gonna disclose that just yet because okay. Hold on.
Okay.
My plans were sort of derailed of my wife and kid being really sick. Like I said, they started getting pneumonia and it's no joke, right? So I had to dedicate a lot of time to making sure they're okay, especially when you're flying back home and then getting back to normality kind of thing. So I lost about 4 or 5 days of time to watch, which I was planning to watch a lot of it. I did watch some of them. I'm not going to say which ones. And I also had a surprise that none of you guys mentioned that I started watching a little bit of too as well. So give me another week and I'll get back to you guys and let you know which is my pick. Because I can only pick one, right? Did I say I can pick one?
You can pick whatever you want. You can just say if you liked or disliked them. Because these are all recommendations. And I'm the one who's like, Alvin's not going to like that. And people are like, no, he will. So you can come back and tell us if you like them or dislike
them. Yeah, so I'm going to pick one. And I'm halfway through a couple of them. But I just need another week to catch up. So definitely we'll let you guys know next week. In terms of what I got, I didn't even talk about that. So I did get a SH Figures Dragon Ball. I got Super Android 17 right here. Got him. This is like a Trunks Android.
In what way? What do you mean?
He kind of gives me Trunks vibes.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay.
I'm not sure we can allow you choosing by yourself. How else would I do it then? I don't understand.
He wants his biased opinion influence.
Yeah. If I don't choose it, how are we going to do this? I don't understand. I got my, was it Player 2 Bison? Right here.
Okay.
From
I was at the border.
Jader. So that's fine. Got that. And then... I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Did I? I don't know. Maybe you can tell me. Let me take the sticker off here. I got Titania. Or Titania. Oh,
yeah, she's super cool.
Got her from Marvel Legends. And then finally, this was a surprise. It was here while I was on vacation. And I was able to have my mom put it inside the house. But... Indiana Jones from Mezco.
I forgot that was a thing.
So I got that.
Nice.
I'm going to compare this one to the SH Figueroa one because that one is really good. Okay. So I'm looking forward to it. I got a 1986 GI Joe vehicle Havoc. Cool. 1986. Wow. I could choose for you. I also got a custom made from our friend Brad, who made this beautiful Knights of Justice.
Does anyone remember that show besides me and Alvin, King Arthur and the Knights of Justice? The football team goes back in time.
And they fantastic. So Sertone is their blacksmith / machinist. He basically remembers the stuff from his time and tries to make it in medieval times. So Sartone is there. He's a Donatello of the Knights, if you want to kind of compare it. So really, really cool. I mean, the colors look fantastic. He did a phenomenal job.
Does he still have Instagram?
I don't know. Let's see. I think so. He should.
He also made you the Storm Shadow before they released it.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is.
So I'm almost there. I'm just waiting for D to actually make his that he promised me years
ago. I may not make you a knight, but I may make you invincible.
Oh, okay, okay. All is forgiven.
Yeah. His head is just drying at the moment.
Ooh, that's
spicy. Elvin. So Elvin didn't. He read some of it, but not all. He did watch the show. The trailer for season is that 3 came out, and he had his new suit, and was like, I want that suit. So I was like, I already started on it.
That's out next month, right? The show.
I don't know. It's taken so long. I'm like, you guys.
But this is a lot faster than the previous 2 seasons. They actually are ahead of time. So, yeah.
And I think they're doing the next 1,000 Toys. 1,000 Toys is a pretty good. I like that company a lot.
Mm-hmm. Cowabunga says, that Mezco indie is awesome. I love my Nice. I remember the show, but prefer Camelot 3000 comic instead. Interesting. I might have to check that out. I wasn't aware of that.
I've never heard of it. Cool.
I've been writing. It's been a long time. I've actually have a working guideline to a novel that I've been wanting to do for a long time. I've got the parameters pretty much done. It's taken me a long time to put it together, but it's something that I might publish one day on Amazon. So we'll see.
Do it.
But yeah, it's a long time in the making though. I've just had this idea in my head for so long, and then I've started flushing it out slowly. I started doing what JK Rollins did with Harry Potter, where she just wrote along napkins in a cafeteria of these, you know, quick little ideas and thoughts, and then she started putting it all together into an actual story.
Yeah.
Not saying that I'm going to get to that level ever, because she's talented, obviously, and I'm not. But it's something that I've just been, you know, sorting out, and it's to do with King Arthur lore. So yeah, I think it'd be interesting. That's all I got for stuff. In terms of also watching stuff. What did I watch? Silo has been doing really good. That is a phenomenal show. It's just so good. They announced that they're going to do 2 more seasons and then that's it, because I think that's how much the books go, so how far the books go. So 2 more seasons of this amazing show. If you haven't seen it, go check it out on Apple TV. Really good show. If you're into suspense, drama, things like that, it's really good. Post-apocalyptic type of world. That's really cool. What else? Lots of sports, you know. I mean, I was super happy yesterday night. My beloved Detroit Lions actually have won. And I, speaking of Sonic and Tails, I've showed you pictures.
Yeah, that's so weird.
My guys, Jahmyr Gibbs went off yesterday. Sonic went off yesterday with 4 touchdowns. I mean, he was just blowing past people and collecting coins all day long. It was so much fun to watch him run and make those plays. But yeah, excited for them. It's been a tough a couple of decades watching as a Lions fan. So, he finished them, so they're good to go. Yeah, what are we guys talking about here?
Well, you know, you always say show off your collection. Ryan didn't paint these technically, so his buddy did. You know those minis.
Ah, okay.
So here's some of the stuff he's.
Wow, look at the details. That's crazy.
I still need to finish season 1. It was such a slow start. Not bad, though. I just picture Brad with his, like, stupid magnifying glass thing. It's like, after a certain point, it's necessary, though.
That's anyone who paints that small, you know, of a figure, that's so much talent there. Still to have the steady hands. Yeah, I was just going to say, to have the steady hands to do those you know, the eyes or the face area or the small little, you know, parts of the body or armor. It's just incredible. I applaud anyone who does that. Brad does that, and he does it really well, too.
Constantly. I wish he did it more.
Yeah, just amazing stuff. Just a lot of sports and a lot of, I watch a lot of, holiday movies. What was your go-to one this year?
It's always Elf. I like Elf a lot. I need one that makes
Elf, really?
Elf with Will Ferrell.
Oh, Elf. I thought you said Alf.
Alf. I like throwing on the random alien.
Really? Because, you know. Really?
People gravitate to the Santa Claus. I like it, but I don't like necessarily love it. Oh, Jim Carrey Grinch. That's my go-to.
Okay.
What's yours?
Home Alone.
Okay.
If you told me that is one movie you can only watch on the holidays.
See, now, is there an argument like Die Hard where people like that doesn't count?
Well, Home Alone counts.
That counts? Okay.
Why wouldn't Home Alone count?
Because the focus isn't the Christmas spirit. It's him evading robbers, which happens to take place during Christmas time. The same reason that Die Hard doesn't count.
But it's all the Christmas spirit, you just said. Die Hard is not a Christmas spirit. There's nothing Christmassy spirit about it.
There's nothing Christmassy spirit about Home Alone.
I mean, maybe you could make an argument that he wants to get out for Christmas to see his family to survive.
I just know I see that argument all the time. Like, it doesn't count. I'm like, okay.
Home Alone?
I'm not saying
Send them to me. Don't worry, I'll take care of them. Send them to me. You can at me anytime about that. It's got a Christmas tree in it. It's got a holiday message about being together with family during that time. I don't know what else you need.
Was Lost in New York Christmas as well?
Lost?
Like the second one, Home Alone 2.
Yeah, it's during Christmas time with the Rockefeller tree and everything.
I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember Home Alone 2?
No, I only remember the bird seed part where they throw the seeds.
You're
at
killing
the
me here, dude. You're killing me, man. You're killing me, bro. No, yeah, definitely. Now here's a Christmas spirit. This is true. Depends on where you're on the world. Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, if it's Christmas for you, then yeah. But I think Home Alone is way more Christmassy than Die Hard is. So that's my argument. But yeah, Home Alone 2, it just takes place during Christmas time. It happens again, which is...
That's why I had this question. I was like,
that's the campy part of it all, right? Like, it happened again. How terrible of a mom and dad are you, right? So, Rambo First Blood. He's saying it's a Christmas meet. Okay, so that's my guy. Rambo's my guy. It's my very first movie that I guess this is where my problems of trauma came from. That was my very first movie I watched, Rambo. I was 5 years old, I think. Stallone's one of my favorite actors. And I named my first dog Rambo. So, I don't know. Gremlins, okay, I'll give you this. Because of the Christmas time. I guess if it's in the, during Christmas time, you can have an argument.
It counts.
Yeah, you can argue. Because it was a gift, though. Gizmo was a gift, remember?
Yeah.
It was a Christmas gift, so that counts because it's within the Christmas spirit. Rambo, I'm not sure. Yeah, it's during winter.
If you didn't tell me it would took place.
I mean,
in December,
nobody gifted him that knife.
There is no snow. There's nothing to like.
And it takes place 45 minutes from where I live. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to hear that. Yeah, Alvin didn't feed you so bad. It was just the movie pictures were new. At the time, yes, it was. It went from silent to color finally, right? Yeah. Oh, funny guy. Yeah, I'd say more
Holidayland. Welcome to Holidayland, where it had that, like, when he's coming into town. Like, was it a Christmas? Was it? Did it take place?
It was during winter. I mean, they didn't definitely film it during winter there. They probably filmed that in the fall, but it was winter. I guess you could. I mean,
I'm gonna go have to watch it again.
Rambo?
Yeah.
I need to know more of why you think that's a Christmas movie. Give me more than just First Blood Rambo.
You're just throwing into random action films.
I'll give you Gremlins. I'll give you that. I remember watching that for the first time. Like, whoa, this is crazy.
Oh, okay. Wicked. A small tidbit of the film that has nothing to do with anything else.
But that could have been put up in November. Some people do Christmas, but as soon as Halloween is over, the tree is up. So you got to give me more than that. So we'll see. Nothing is over. Nothing.
For the longest time, I didn't watch it. And then someone's like, oh, I hate when he, or like they were talking about when he snaps. I'm like, wait, is this a, this is purely just a revenge movie. Like, I knew it had to do with like revenge, but I'm like, this is just petty revenge. Like, it's not even like him going after them for some.
Well, they pissed them off.
No, it was like an accidental revenge situation. I'm like, this is beautiful. I have to watch this immediately. you don't
piss off our Red Beret. Special Forces.
You mess with the wrong guys, Mike. Love those genres where it's like just unassuming dude. But even as unassuming, he has his just beater on and his muscles are ripped. And he has the dog tags. Like, I don't think you want to mess with
this. I ain't going back there.
I didn't see the geriatric one.
It's the first movie that I came back to notice about mental health. Mm-hmm. That was some of the first movies. I'm like, yeah, this guy actually is going through trauma of what he has been through already, and he just needs a hug. You know what I mean? He needs somebody on his side and stop pissing him off, because you're going to feel the wrath. This guy's been through, you know what, and back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Rambo 1 and 2, and then after that, it was like the cliff, you know, car going off the cliff.
It did the Fast and Furious effect where
they're getting weirder.
In Rambo, the fourth one, like he literally like rips someone's spine out with his bare head.
Yeah, that's what I said. You got to stop this, Stallone. Just stop doing this, please. For the love of God, just stop. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3, I can stomach. After that, just stop. Although I heard the last Rambo, was it Rambo 5?
They described it as like a Home Alone type thing where he's just setting booby traps up.
Yeah, so that one I heard was better than the fourth one. I can't remember that whole movie.
I like the premise of the fourth, where it's the missionaries like, we're going to go here and save this place. And he's like, don't do that. I'm like, no, we're going to do it.
Oh,
we're
yeah. I know.
He's like, fine, do whatever you want. They get captured.
Yeah. Yeah, running a tank into. Yeah. It just got crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I did not see 5. I will try it.
You know what? I can't remember 5. It's been so long. Yeah, 5 is just him ripping a collarbone out
instead
of a dude.
Instead of his entire head. I think the premise of 5 is like his niece is in a situation, and then a lot of the reviewers are like, "Where did this niece come from? Like, he had siblings this entire time. Like, who is this person? Who?"
Some random. Yeah, just shows up. Must have been from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The niece. Oh, man. Anyways. Oh, we did sidetrack quite a bit here.
Yeah, I told you. We always do that. All right.
Let's get back on the trails here. All right.
So you were excited. I don't know if you were excited about this or if it just reminded you of me, but you saw this.
I saw this. I thought of you right away.
I do have a mini down of the statue.
When you piss off D, you're going to get the wrath of Donald on you. So
it's incoherent. Just,
yeah, just sounds. Don't do that. Just don't.
He does look cool. Yeah. Would I buy it? No, but I would buy a Donald Duck figure. So I think Beast Kingdom has one. I'll have to go investigate after. But you sending me this link made me want a Donald Duck figure just for display purposes. I have this classic Mickey one. So I'm long overdue for Donald.
Yeah.
I do love the classic Disney stuff, not the newer stuff.
Hey, if you want to revive that franchise, this is a good way to do it. Rambo versus Wolverine. Oh, no, werewolves.
Werewolves.
Rambo versus Wolverine would be good to do it too. You and him going at it?
I would watch a Rambo versus werewolves. It'd be just like watching Ash from Evil Dead. Like, give me those types of movies. Do you care about Disney stuff? Like, do you have any Disney figures at all? Like, even just one, like your favorite character or no?
Oh, if I had to get a figure of a Disney character, it'd probably be Mickey.
Okay, safe bet.
Although Donald's like right there. It's like 1A.
Peanuts or Disney characters?
Disney.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
At one time I did have Donald Trump Mickey.
A what?
Like I thought.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Donald Trump Mickey, like a Mickey Mouse.
I see, I see how you said,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the wording should have been different there.
No, I thought you had like a parody figure with like a.
No. At one point, I did like Donald more than I liked Mickey.
Yeah, they alternate back and forth.
Yeah, but then Mickey just kind of.
He's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason.
I was so happy to meet him at Disney World. I got to hug him, and I said, "I don't want to let go." And he's like, "You have to, due to security reasons." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I was very excited. I almost pushed my nephew and kids out of the way to Mickey.
I almost
gave him the Heisman, like just like get out of my way. Shut up, kid. It's me first, right? But yeah, it was nice because we got invited into a small personal area to take family pictures together. It was amazing inside the castle.
Yeah.
No, it was inside the castle. It was like the building next to the castle. It was I can't remember what it was called, but it was really nice. We got to chill out with them for like 5 minutes with them. Family took pictures. It's something that I've always wanted to do as a kid. I never got to do it. I never went to Disneyland or Disney World. So it was my very first experience. And that was last year, I believe.
Oh, was it? I thought it was a while. Okay.
No, yeah. It was last year in August. Yeah.
Huh.
And, 2 years in August. Sorry. We just had August. No, not that one. The one before that.
Everything's
so, yeah. Blur. Yeah, it's a blur.
Yeah, the whole thing was just made up in his mind.
It might have well been, but I probably didn't care. I was like, I don't care. I get 5 minutes with this guy, and I'm giving him a hug. So
your favorite's up next. So Captain Cold from McFarlane.
It's funny how Donald and him have the same color palette.
Guy Gardner. Why you don't like this one? So my problem with this, aside from the obvious, I doubt he can move with that jacket on.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that,
like at all whatsoever.
Tight wrap there. He looks like he has garbage bags underneath his clothes.
He looks kind of tubey, right?
Yeah, like he's trying to sweat it all out.
Like whenever there's a character with a jacket, I try to consider articulation. I know it's hard, but he's basically a thick, and this he's Todd isn't the only one who's done this. I'm not even gonna like crap on him, but at this point he's just like a brick, so no thank you for that. Power Girl.
Whoa.
she's one of your favorites.
That looks awesome.
It does look awesome, but they started doing this thing for whatever reason. They removed the diaphragm joint. So Wonder Woman, this started on. And then you could have made under the chest like a separate articulated piece. Like it wouldn't have made a difference. But for whatever reason, they kept it a solid piece. And basically her arms, I want to say her waist moves, but barely. Her arms and legs.
Man, what a way to ruin that figure.
But she does look cool.
Yeah, I always wanted a Power Girl figure.
We've been like sculpting figures that you could turn into one for. Like,
I used to have a really nice one way back in the day.
Like
it
DC
was really
Direct?
Nice to sculpt. Yeah, I think it's before that. Maybe the early years of DC Direct. It's that famous line that was it Mattel that made it? Yeah. It was a nice figure. For its time, it was nice.
Yeah.
Cowabunga Doo is a big fan.
For obvious reasons. And then this Batman, Clark Kent's cape.
Hey, kudos for him to give that.
Yeah. Hang glider. Is this what it looked like in the movie where he has the...
No, it did not.
He has the crutches. No disrespect to anyone who needs those, like walking sticks, but...
Yeah, this is weird because he didn't do that. And if he did, it was very discreet.
You could get that same effect, like the Mafex does that, with just a wire at the top. You don't need the post to hang on to.
No.
Maybe because it was 1989, that is how it worked, but I don't remember. Let me see. It just looks.
I wish Pac was here to confirm.
Oh my god. Pac's buying two of these. One in the mint condition and one to open up and glide around his house. He wants to take pictures by his kitchen cabinet.
He just holds the top of the cape. Weird. Well, they went the extra mile because his arms can't lift that high, so they gave him this ass.
Yeah, that's it right there. You got it. Oh my god.
Just too and then funny. We have classic Superman.
If you're going for a nostalgia look, why not just keep the nostalgia articulation as well, right? Mm.
It has all the in theory, the cuts are where articulation is supposed to be. Yeah. But I wish I had a figure handy. So you see those disc butterfly joints? They don't actually make the range of motion any better because the peg is blocked by them. So Bison here, like, he has butterfly joints. His actually do something, whereas the McFarlane ones are just there to cover out how long the joints' pegs are. It's kind of weird to explain, but I've taken them apart, and those butterfly joints don't do anything. It's just to hide the gap. So really, it makes the figure worse. But it is what it is.
Visually, it's not bad.
Yeah.
To give that nostalgia look, right?
The fact you can get into that pose is like, that's how you're going to pose him, right? The soft goods cape is there.
Yeah.
I've just seen him update his articulation on others. He just refuses to do it for Superman. And that's probably why I'm so hard on it. It's because he does have the capability to do better and he just doesn't. I don't know if it's his shareholders or whatever. I don't even know. No, he's an independent company. He doesn't have, he can do whatever he wants. He's just not. But people buy these, they fly off the shelves. So I can't necessarily say he's doing anything wrong business-wise. He's catering to a market that wants it this way. And I'm happy they're happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on? Oh, so we have Doc Savage from Mezco. I thought this would be up our buddy's alley.
I never heard of this character.
I don't think you can, let me find a picture here.
Doc, Man of Bronze.
He's with, I don't
want a third place character.
Do you know the Shadow? Do you remember those types of characters?
No.
Oh man. Hold on.
Did anybody in your group buy it? Anybody here?
Okay.
This is a figure Ryan would buy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you remember this guy here? With the pistol and they like,
oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Oh, okay.
He does look cool. I like the articulation from what I can see. So you have double jointed elbows, legs. The cloth goods look good. Like he has the pleats in his pants. A lot of accessories. I don't know anything about him, so he just looks like an Indiana Jones type character to me. Or some kind of spy from the 70s.
Hey, Tav. I know the character, but I would rather get Phantom figure.
Does he not have one?
Phantom. He looks like he belongs to cover one of D's from Matt's office. Hey, that means you read them. Oh, all right. What else?
No Phantom. He looks cool, but I have no desire to get it.
He's got plenty of accessories.
Yeah. So we have not Roadblock.
Oh, what in the world?
KJ and then we're making fun of this guy because this is not a G.I. Joe.
It's not a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. It's not Roadblock.
It's not.
So people were calling him like Street Blockade or like Road Obstruction.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
He does look cool though. Yeah. But you have. How many Roadblocks do you need? Because you have the classified line, right? Mm-hmm. Is this one you would buy simply because it looks cool, or do the other ones scratch your itch? Like
I have three Roadblocks, so I'm pretty much good with that. But yeah. If I didn't have any, and this came out first, I probably would have bought this. It's timing. But is this Four Horsemen's new line or something? Or what is this?
Well, you could put this helmet on and it's a completely different character. So.
Holy crap. That looks, yeah, completely different. Okay.
I mean, it's just basically it's a head
space,
swap.
Right? Space.
No, it's still considered like tactical, I guess. Because at all the weapons and stuff. Like the only thing they did was give you an alt helmet. And I think that helmet is from Cosmic Legions.
So yeah, it is.
They just mashed two together.
It works.
Yeah. Like Ryan said, you got to get used to these molds, I guess.
Yeah.
All came off. Didn't he play? No, someone else. Who? Oh, no, it's Rampage. Rampage played Mr. T in
A-Team.
I put this here because it was a spoiler, but at this point, you've taken forever. And it's not Z, it's Dragon Ball Daima. They released the Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. I don't know. That hair looks ridiculous to me.
That's what I love about it the most.
Make it go down, man. Like
he's level 3, isn't he?
Yeah, it's supposed to go down his back. Why is it sticking up? He looks like an idiot. Look, it's going down. It's curving down.
Yeah, you're right. But then the problem is I can't stand this thing.
You think
it
this
wants to
be...
fall every time. I literally have to lean him forward. Yeah, if I lean him forward, then he'll stay. Yeah, but he's a kid. His hair is like, you know, more volume.
Big volume here. Nope, Goku's did it as well. Gotenks did it. Like, it goes down.
Okay, you got me there with Gotenks then.
And Super Saiyan 3 Goku and GT did it. But again, so here's the thing. I'm laughing at it, but you like it. At the end of the day, you like it, right? Are you going to get this?
Probably.
My other gripe is you've seen, do you have a box near you or no? Is it packed away?
Which one?
Either Goku or Vegeta.
No, I don't have it near me. No, sorry.
Okay. Those boxes were empty. They could have put this head in.
I know. Like we talked about this. Yeah, I know. That was so disgusting. I was like, what the heck? You could have put those two characters together in one box.
Yeah, that could have been a two-pack.
Yeah, I know. And I would have paid double the price for it.
Yeah, I was going to say that would have drove the price up, but let me see here. Empty box. Okay. So for anyone who's questioning what I'm talking about, this box is so empty. So you have his face plates, his little baby arms here, and then
ridiculous,
Vegeta.
Ridiculous.
That head could have fit here. It could have fit over here. Like, as far as I can tell, there's nothing on this side. There's nothing on the right. So that could have been there. I don't know if it's because they didn't know this was going to come out, but this came out pretty fast. This came out like immediately after the episode aired. So they had it on dock. That being said, like I said, you like it. A lot of people are excited. How he appeared in the show is questionable to some people. It doesn't bother me. It's whatever. Like, he got his form. It's an obsolete form. So it makes sense that he got it before Super.
Don't hate.
They just put a normal SH head on his baby body.
He's a bobblehead.
Did Goten even get a figure yet? No.
But hold on here. They put a normal... He's not a baby, though. That's the thing. He's an adult in a baby body, which makes it even more ridiculous, the fact that I said it right now.
I don't... Either way, like, it looks like
but
it should.
But that's the thing,
it's
though.
Just,
people are like, why is his head bigger than his body? You have to understand the decision they made was it's an adult in a baby body.
Even in Super, though, their design choices were weird. Because you saw Trunks, you saw Goku. When Super Saiyan God, they made him super thin. Like, they changed the looks of them. Trunks at the end of Z versus Super Trunks just looks ridiculous to me.
Well, I like it, okay?
What did he say? I like it. This retcons Dragon Ball Super. Also, he looks like he would need a stand since the hair is the height of the figure.
Yeah.
But so did Super. People are saying it retcons it. I wouldn't necessarily say it does because they've said like 1,000 times Super Saiyan 3 just drains your stamina. Like it drains your energy. It's like it's not useful. The payoff isn't worth the risk. So I can understand why he just never used it again. That being said, it's a cartoon and they didn't even factor this in. So it doesn't really undo anything. It's just, it raises questions. It is what it is.
Poor Toriyama will never rest with this shit on it. Didn't he have decision on this before he passed away?
Toriyama was all about the goofiness aspect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was him.
I like Z, but he wasn't satisfied with, like, Toriyama did not like what they did with Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you're right. He wants goofiness, and this is up his alley right here.
It's not for me. Like, I prefer Z. Like, I love Z.
Who doesn't? Everybody loves Z. It's
but when I saw crazy goofy Goku again, who seemed more like of a dumbass than he was previously, I was like, this is gonna take some time getting used to. And then I was like, oh, I see what he's going for. Like, he's basically Homer Simpson, a super strong Homer who just likes to fight all the time. He described him as a sociopath who doesn't understand social norms. I'm curious. So you haven't seen a lot of Daima. Do you think you'll enjoy it?
I think so.
Just like GT and Daima, he added highlights for the story. He wasn't 100% involved since he was oldest. He didn't even remember his other notes from, like, he got Super Saiyan 2 and 3 mixed up. Like, he wrote a lot and he didn't remember a lot of it. So people like to take his word as law, but it doesn't help when he forgets half of what he's written because it's been so long. I don't blame him. Age plus the amount he's written, he forgets some stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we went off again. Some people like this, some people don't.
The way I look at it, it's DBZ content. I'd rather have this than have nothing for another 10 years. So for me, this is my opinion on it.
Pass for me. But he's just a little Family Guy sketch of Steve tossing whatever idea for money. There's a lot of things.
You guys will all come around in a couple of years and say, oh my God, it was so good.
I'm not going to get... the show might be. Like, who knows? Like, I may eat my words. I just have no desire to watch it. Like, at this moment in time. I'm probably going to have to... No, not even, because this isn't even... This is before what's going on in the comic. So I don't need this.
Look at that. Look at
those. Oh, yeah, another stupid hair design. So...
What?
Look at from the side view. This looks insane.
Funny. That's some people's hairs in Japan. Natural hair.
No one's hair looks like this.
I'm going to Japan. I'll try to look for one.
I've noticed this trend, though. Like, so he likes this whole sticking straight up thing. Like, Vegeta looks ridiculous, right? So does Gohan. Like, from this side, Gohan just looks insane. He's all about just this jaggedy, I don't know. What is this? Paintbrush.
Oh man. SS4 Broly, etc.
Oh, like Dragon Ball Heroes. They did like what if fights. So like you get like Vegito versus Super Saiyan 4 Broly or just made up scenarios. The multiverse of Dragon Ball.
You could go all day with that stuff.
You could, man. Like 100%.
So why are we showing me this?
Oh, just to see how ridiculous his hair looks. So I'm not biased.
I got excited. I thought there was a new figure coming.
No, you have him, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I thought there was another one.
No, you don't need any more.
A metallic one.
You know they're going to do it again.
Yeah,
Third party.
It's fantastic.
Final Fantasy Goku. So you have four choices. Silver, white.
Dreamy.
So I won't spoil the comic. Either there's a reason he has different colors of hair.
Does these fit on the regular Dragon Ball figures?
So there's specific bodies that they will and will not fit on. I just got the Tozen Majin Vegeta head. They give you a peg that lets you fit it into all the other bodies. So I hope third party companies start doing this more because Bandai is it. If you want a new faceplate, you're gonna have to buy a new figure.
Jeez. Waiting not to save us some money.
So 31 plus shipping deposit. I have no need for this. I just needed an Ultra Instinct in my collection and I got this cheap one. So I'm content for now. People are freaking out about this. So we do have this third party Broly going.
Holy shankies.
He's too huge for me.
Yeah, that's a 12-inch figure scale.
I prefer the like, this is way too big for me.
Broly was already big to begin with, the figures they made, the scale of it. But you could work with that because the animation, there are times where you just look big and empowering.
Yeah.
This one is way too big. Looks good, but way too big.
It's either people are split down the middle again. Like, people are like, this is too big. The proportions are off. Broly's proportions were always off, depending on the frame of the animation. So that's just a stupid argument for me. Like, I could live with that if it's scaled down, but I already have the movie Broly, the Dragon Ball Z one, and I have the Dragon Ball Super one. I don't need a third-party one that's twice the size.
Yeah, I think this is a little too big for my scaling.
And then there's that Trunks in the background. We have Goku here. If you did not have one, would you buy this, or would you just say, like, would you settle if you didn't have any of them? Or you'd be like, no?
That's a good question. No, it would bother me. Like, I'm pretty, like, when it comes to specific lines, I'm very particular about the scaling. Hence why I don't have McFarlane figures. It just bothers me.
Yeah.
So this would bother me too. It just, I don't feel this is the right scale.
Understandable. We have this third party from Bro Toys. It's Ryu from, what is it, Ninja Gaiden? You're all over, you're done with Ninja. But
oh, yeah, I'm still
done. It's just I threw him up because Amazing Yamaguchi's doing one as well. This also, to me, I don't know. I'm just speculating. He doesn't look like he can get really any like dynamic poses based on the clearance and the waist cut there. Like in every promo shot, look at how he's crouched. Like he's not doing anything spectacular. So I think in hand, you won't be able to do much with him posability wise. The one on the right here, look at that crouch. Like, that doesn't look like a really... You ordered both of which ones?
Wolverine Claws.
I'll just roll the dice, but I'm ordering a figure. Okay. But, okay, so question. Do you like the... Do you like Amazing Yamaguchi?
You're asking me or Ryan?
No, Ryan. Because he said he's just rolling the dice.
Oh, okay.
And then they did tease coming soon. So this would be like the official Revel Tech one. So if I wanted one, I'd probably get that just because of the posability aspect of it. And then we have Street Fighter. They're getting into their cloth goods more and more. And I think they're getting...
You said Street Fighter? What the heck is this?
What
I've never seen. Doesn't even look like the character.
Yeah, it does.
No, he's so chunky here.
It's because of the jacket. I want to see if there's a picture with Luke without his jacket. Hold on. No, they don't have one. From the side view, you could see it a little bit, like the top right.
I like the effects.
The top right, you can see he's not as puffy as that jacket makes him out to be.
Yeah, yeah.
He's only half the size. I forget the Revel pose, but that one will look cool. Just one. Okay, that's fair.
When did Popeye get into Street Fighter?
And then you got some extra Ryu figures here, or face head sculpt, I mean, for the inevitable release of him. I do like the effects, like you said.
Who made these again?
Revel Tech.
Ah, okay.
So the same, like that's why the joints look all weird.
When did they get Street Fighter license?
Oh, a while back.
Holy jeez.
They just haven't released anything.
It's so weird how they just randomly just pick up a character and say, yeah, we're gonna go with this.
So yeah. But the forearms in comparison to that body do look huge now that Ryan pointed it out.
I love the metal screw insert on my toe look.
Paint over that.
Oh my god.
I don't hate this. I'm not going to buy it, but it's because I know what this line does. This is what this company, they do these stylized looks. So I can't shame them for doing what they've always done.
Of all the characters to start back this line,
they have Chun-Li, Ken.
When did they last bring out a figure from Street Fighter?
I don't even think they did.
You just said they had Chun-Li.
No, they've like showed like the
Oh, they showed them.
Yeah.
So this is their inaugural release, I guess, maybe?
Yeah.
And they decided to go with this guy.
Why not?
Is it because they're like, hey, let's get something that Jada hasn't given to anybody yet?
Actually, that's not fair. They did Street Fighter, I want to say, 10 years ago. So the Ken's going to be...
I think that's the statute of limitations there, right? Like, you end it there. You're like, no, you're starting all over again.
So here's the here's the Ryu. So he does pose well. I want to see, though, if I can find the old ones. You're very picky and choosy when it comes to this line. It needs to be a specific character. I know that already. Oh, man. So old. Look at this bad boy. Look at these joints. Ooh, back in the day. $15. That would have got you a nice looking round.
Yeah, you can forget those days.
Just yeah, but this is probably 4 inches. These were tiny back then too. We have Genos from One Punch Man. He looks cool. I like him. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get this dude actually.
One Punch Man?
Yeah.
You're a big fan?
I'm a big fan of that.
Nice. Look, he's holding the same thing Batman had under his cape.
Oh yeah, except he doesn't need the cape aspect. I have it's not handy. I have a third party one from Dawson, so I just need an updated Genos to match what he looks like.
Oh, so he just asked you that question right there.
Oh, I don't like the Figma one at all. The Dawson one is like a quarter of the price, comes with a bunch of accessories. It didn't have the weird pull off waist thing to replicate whatever Figma was trying to do. Dawson's good for like it. I've had it for years and it's held up. I held my friend's Figma and it kind of just fell apart. Like it, I don't know. And you know, the rollerblade wheels joints. Mm.
Good time.
I got Saitama as well.
His
I
hate jeans that is ripped.
Yeah. He doesn't matter. He's a badass. So I will be getting this.
Okay.
Well, no. If another company... So here's the thing. Because he's a robot, I can excuse those joints.
He's a poor man's Winter Soldier.
He's a poor man's...
I have no idea who this character is.
I'm trying to think. He's basically an entire robot. So.
Okay. He's an android.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate the Figma cape. Like, that should have been soft goods. This one here, he looks nice.
This looks crazy good. That effect with the multiple hands is got to be
the semi-serious
one of the best pictures. Effects I've seen in a long time. That like angle? That oh, that looks so good.
So, with this character and his normal...
This like, is A&R man right here.
Yeah, you wish it was. calm down.
They copied me.
Okay? Calm down. I will probably get this. I have the...
Let's get this and put our A&R guy's head on
there. No!
Yeah.
You have your own...
You know what you could do? You just tint this in another skin tone.
I'm not doing anything to this beauty.
That the head... I'll buy and I'll do it on purpose just to mess with you. I'll put my skin color on his forehead. Therefore, it's me in this... There, oh yeah, there we go.
Does that count as blackfacing? I don't think you should do that.
It's not. I said brown. Me.
I know. I don't know. I don't think that. I think that's taboo still. Is that allowed?
Yeah, because I want a picture of myself.
You can't do that. Make your own guy. You have a guy. So that's the thing. I wish.
Oh, okay.
Read it.
Yeah, that the doofy head would be me. That would be, see, I told you. A&R copyright, I told you, y'all.
leave this man alone.
I'm buying this just for spite.
Yeah. I like the proportions, but like those joints.
Is it a good anime? I never watched it.
Yeah, try it. Give it a watch.
Is it a slow burn?
It's different. He basically has like...
I don't like when somebody tells me that.
No,
it's somebody goes, it's different.
It's because the thing is, like, Superman is like the most powerful person on the planet. They take that aspect and he's just bored because nothing can beat him anymore. He still has his fights. So he is sort of the main character, but you never really worry for him. So it's purely storytelling. There is Genos, though, that robot guy we saw before. Like, he's the one who has to overcome things. It's literally a parody of your precious Dragon Ball Z. Wait,
don't you have hair? So right there is a write-off. Sorry, can't be a parody if you don't have hair.
Ron, you have just as many, if not more, Dragon Ball figures in the oven. So I'm always saying you're precious as if he doesn't watch it himself.
Yeah, I know. Get this guy out of here. The first
episode takes a bit. Pick up. Maybe speed watch episode one. Like, I'm not saying I like it.
How many seasons?
I think two. It's been so long.
Oh, they've never brought a new one out yet?
The studio is known for just stopping and just, like, that's what I hate.
Oh, God.
Oh, Daima. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. No comment from me. A lot of animes do that, though. I'm still waiting for Mashle, which is coming
back. I might just buy it because of this goddamn effect. Holy smokes. It looks so good.
Just 3D print those.
What?
3D print the effects. You know, and someone's going to scan those and, like, upload them. You can just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That look awesome. Wow. That's like the Flash punching somebody.
See, so Tav says they announced season 3 this year. Let me see. One Punch Man season 2. When was this released? 2015. So
wow.
you can see why I kind of like forgot all the 2019 episode 12. 2019. Yeah, there you go, Saint Seiya. I do like the cape effect as well, but no different than a Mafex cape.
Just pop, good, the head, yeah. Just pop the head out, put somebody else.
There's your head sculpt.
That's me right there.
The one on the bottom.
Yeah, right there. That's me.
It does come with this doofy head. You just got to go pre-order it and get the...
There you go.
Get the extra.
Hey.
And then Storm Arena coming soon.
Just stop, Storm. Just stop. It's over.
The storm. Storm posted this on their Instagram, and one of the comments, I'm not going to put it up, it said, finish your other lines first. And then everyone told him to shut up. And then I'm like, I don't know why everyone's telling you to shut up, because you are technically right. Do you have faith in a company that does not finish their other lines? Like, the guy's not wrong. They're just so excited to see Street Fighter Alpha 3, King of Fighters, Darkstalkers. Those titles got people excited because they want those figures. But you're going to get Dimitri and maybe Felicia from Darkstalkers, and then they're going to take a break for 4 years.
Indefinite leave.
And then give you a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive recolor for those same two figures. I'm being cynical right now. They could release a whole line of them. I don't know. But do you have faith in companies that do that?
I'm already walked out of Storm. They've lost my money. I have zero intentions of coming back for a long time. I don't know if I'm going to come back ever. The only time I'll come back is if they do DC products again. Like, I love their Lobo. I love their Ares. So if they do those guys again, then I'll pick them up.
I'm excited for this because just purely to see how they compare to Jada, price wise and I like the engineering, like, comparisons. So in this, I skipped ahead by accident.
So it's not about the engineering or how they make the figures for me. It's just the god awful long time I gotta wait. It pisses me off where I have to wait 2 years for getting one figure sometimes. It's like, come on, seriously?
See, KJ wants Baki, but I don't know when you're going to get Baki, man. Like,
I've been seeing this Baki thing on my anime.
Give it a watch. It's just pure fighting.
So yeah,
if you want to watch MMA,
I'm like, yeah.
Do you want to watch MMA versions of
yeah, it's not my thing, yeah.
The difference between Jada and Storm collectibles, I can complete an SF Street Fighter roster with Jada within our lifetime.
They're all over the place on their brands, but damn, I love the figures. They do deliver when you get them. Yeah, they deliver 2 years late. Yeah. If you take 2 years to make a figure, it better be good.
It's so right off the bat, though, right off the bat, though, you can see they have the toe articulation.
And that stupid hole on the toe.
But is it painted? It looks like they tried to paint it. Yeah, they painted it.
It looked like someone took a Dremel to it by accident.
Well, you can't really get away with that. I mean, actually, they could have, like...
You could.
They could.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But double-jointed elbows, they look like they import... Like, it's just the smaller version of Storm. And Storm does move like butter. Like, it's smooth. Everything's tight, but smooth. Like, there's no loose joints
or anything. But this is how much again?
I don't know. I don't know any price point on it.
It's probably $50.
Would you be okay with that?
No, because the Jada is giving me better value. So I'm sticking with Jada. I already, like I said, like my money's going to Jada for Street Fighter, and that's it. Okay. I have zero interest from SH. They lost my money there, too, because there's another company that takes forever. And then they decide to come back and do repaints instead of new characters. And then Storm, I was with them all the way. I bought all their figures, loved them. They're great figures. But then just dropped the ball of how long it took. And I just got tired of it. I'm like, I can't wait to get. I mean, they still haven't done the original line yet of the original, you know, Street Fighter II characters.
Yeah.
So, you know, what have they been to? Just 7 years now, 8 years doing this line? So
I do see here, these are the prototypes, but someone called them out for that pin there.
Ooh. What is that? Pins?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're
it's not that bad. It's
that's not bad. Like that to me, that doesn't bother me. But we're in the age of if you don't cover your pins, people freak out. Where I'm still like, I don't care.
I'm okay with that than the toe. Because that's hidden.
See here, it doesn't look bad here.
Yeah, but it's the angle when you look it from the side, you'll be like, oh, okay. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still not a massive problem. If it moves properly, then it's doing its job.
I'm honestly excited.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
these?
No, maybe actually. Like okay. I'm not salivating about like, oh, I got to pre-order all these. If I see it, I will grab it.
You walk into a store, you happen to see it there, and it's the right price, you're pulling the trigger on it. I got you. And I don't blame you.
These are all great. Like I love everything they're doing. Oh, here he is. So, like I said, I'm expecting we're just going to get her repeatedly in different colors. We'll see. We'll see what we get.
Yeah.
This one threw me. This one came out of this random third party.
Ooh,
okay. Infamous Iron Man. When Dr. Doom was posing as Iron Man, he had a change of heart for a year, and then he went back to his evil ways.
Is that why they hired Robert Downey Jr. back?
This was years ago. I don't know, because this was Victor Von Doom. Like, there's no reason for them to do that. That's a whole other topic. I think that's stupid. I know you guys probably talked about it 1,000 times on Popcorn Chicken already. Ugh. I think this armor set looks cool. Do I want it? No.
There's too many Robert Downey Jr. fanboys that's going to love this idea. That's the problem.
This came out at a good time for those people. And I was just in awe of all of the blast effects that it comes with. But pass for me, I just like, okay, Infamous Iron Man.
They move really well.
To make such...
No, yeah, I agree with you. They do move well. That's not the problem that I have with it. It's the everything else about production, getting it out, all that. Decisions on what character to make or not make forever. Sorry. Jackie! What's going on, Jackie? Here,
I'm an RG fan. Hey, I'm coming back. Yeah, I hate that too.
Yeah,
do you have any Jackie Chan? You have Bruce Lee, right? SH, nope. Do you have that? Do you have any Bruce Lee figures?
No, I don't because I have Fei Long, so it does
the
trick. Does a trick, scratches that itch.
Would you buy?
No, I love it. Don't get me wrong, I love Jackie. Don't get me wrong, I just not enough for me to go buy a figure.
Okay, I mean, I don't blame you.
This is young Jackie, by the way.
I'm probably going to watch Rumble in the Bronx this weekend.
Ooh.
They always play. Remember how they always just played that on Superstation just for whatever reason. Yeah.
When reach for comment, Jackie Chan asked if they've seen his uncle.
SH Monster Arts. We have a Godzilla here. This one looks pretty cool.
Godzilla's getting cooked there. Look at that.
You watched Godzilla Minus One. You liked this. You liked the show. Yeah.
Enough. Very well done.
Enough to buy.
I'm not a Godzilla fan in terms of collecting, but I know that it's a very crazy collectible lore. There are some Godzillas that go up in price.
Yeah.
It's a pretty crazy collectible. Some Godzillas, it's ridiculous. Like, what? $500? What?
Let me have him doing this. Okay, that's, so here.
That's Godzilla after a night out of town.
Wrong end, but.
Oh, these fireballs are coming back up.
Okay, here's one. People are dubbing this the Divorced series. We have our Metroplex.
Holy shit.
$1,300. I'm going to get. Did you see the video of it, though?
No.
Okay.
Is it that big for that price?
Oh, man.
Wait, this is waist level?
Let me find the video.
Because the one that I have is 2 feet. So if this is like, what, 4 feet? It's 4 feet?
The guy needed both. He is extra. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go.
If Metroplex is this big, then what about Fortress Maximus then? It looks awesome.
So, Super Robot Ed's YouTube channel. He has a size comparison picture. So there's that. There's the old one.
Holy smokes. That looks like a baby Plex.
It comes in 3 boxes.
Wow.
Someone, I'm trying to find the video of the guy who was trying to like lift it up. Would you
Metroplex can replace your family once they leave you for spending $1,000 on a Metroplex.
How much was Galactus again?
Galactus?
Yeah.
$350.
Final Titan.
It looks ridiculously good.
This hand. Oh, sweet. Wait. Let me mute this. You can play it and just talk over it.
Holy smokes.
So that's a DLX figure.
Wow.
So like the Optimus you have.
Holy smokes. Look at the size of those screws. You put build houses frames with that size.
His hand is the size of his head. Like this thing looks cool though.
Oh yeah. Holy smokes. Jeez.
And it does transform.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like he has to put his whole weight into it. You see him try to.
Yeah, I saw that. That's hilarious. This is insane. You can have this as a Halloween costume. Crazy.
I'm curious like how well it supports its own weight though. We did see it ratcheting, but you also saw it like a little floppy.
This is gonna be a good G.I. Joe base.
Why use a battery? They just hook up to a car battery. Don't talk
That's
to
insane.
My son ever again.
Metroplex Jr. there.
Dang. See, that's a beautiful shot. This thing looks cool.
Dang, that looks crazy good. Everybody's hanging out.
4 feet tall.
Dar says, that's a mean one.
That's just made to escape terror.
That's crazy.
So, like, obviously...
I feel like that's underpriced.
You think so?
$1,200 for that size? That's like four Galactus right there.
And the fact it transforms. But
yeah,
like
the engineering on top of that, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's overpriced. I'm just thinking.
I think that's a good price.
Would anyone pay more than that? That's the thing. Like they can make this.
I would have bought this.
Yeah.
Had I not already have Metroplex and all the giants that go with it. Because just
throw the other one out.
No. Hold on. Let me finish. I knew you were gonna say that. I don't want to buy this because then everything else is out of scale. Right. And this guy, then I got Metroplex bigger than Scorponok and Fortress Maximus.
That's
not how it works because Fortress Maximus is bigger than Metroplex.
Ugh, come on, man.
He's definitely trolling us here. Don't say that. As Metroplex. Don't ever say that again.
I agree. From this, it's underpriced, in my opinion. Well, that's nice to see. Like, I'm not a big Transformers guy, so I was curious to see, like, is this fair?
I think this is a great price for this behemoth of a transformable robot. If it didn't transform, you take points away, right? But the fact that it transforms, wow. It's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know how well will this stand, like the ratcheting, and will it get loose?
Yeah, because
Metroplex, if you sneeze, it'll fall, right? It's not that great. It's got issues, right? But I thought that thing was big, and then when you show this, it's like, holy smokes. It's just crazy. I think $1,299 is great value for this size and engineering.
This is true. No licensing fees. This is the reason why CT toys.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Okay, there you go. So, impending lawsuit coming?
No, they never do. Like, okay. It's whatever. So I guess Fortress Maximus scales is the same size as the Metroplex in your hallway. Do you have Fortress Maximus?
Yeah, I do. I have all the giants.
Okay.
Combiners and giants.
Let me see here. Oh, I did find a picture. They do look to be the same size.
But in the animation, I think Fortress was a little bit bigger. If they make a Fortress Maximus, slightly bigger, not as much, just a little bit bigger. Ooh, that might be tempting for me. I mean, this could be a testing ground for them to see if they want to make more.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, imagine Scorponok. Even the feet look great.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm very tempted. No, I just can't.
Metroplex. Metroplex is bigger, so you can do it.
By how much? No way.
I always thought
Fortress Maximus.
It says Trypticon is the only one that is close to being as big as him.
Does it put Fortress Maximus in the equation?
Yeah, I asked like what's bigger for continue.
Who did you ask? AI?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask Wikipedia because it's all over the place there.
Well, Fortress Maximus is just a fort, whereas Metroplex is an entire city. In the cartoon,
it's selling out other websites, so people are buying it. Yeah, they can buy it. I'm okay. I'm not in a rush to go spend that money. I'm good, but it looks sick.
Listen, what you need is two of these bad boys.
Oh yeah,
to repaint one. Okay. Honestly, though, it would look cool. Like that would look cool as a centerpiece, but
it'd be beyond. Like center, it would be like everything get out of the way. Everybody would go right to this in your collection. I have my centerpieces. I have Battle Cat and Panther with He-Man and Skeletor.
Yeah,
that's my.
And you're done. You're done with the manga.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. I'm done with that. I'm good.
Ooh, these look so cool.
Prepare your death today. You're buying this, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. And then underwhelming Blade from after this reveal. No one gives a crap about. People loved him showing up, but does he deserve a Hot Toys? What's your opinion?
I present Divorce Court Exhibit A.
If I'm buying a Fortress Maximus, that's going on my bedside table.
Can I talk about the divorce part of this? I don't understand, like, people, oh, my wife will divorce me if I buy this.
I just take it as a joke.
I know.
Obviously.
I'm not taking it seriously. But I'm just thinking, like, what were you expecting them to be happy the fact that you're going to spend $1,200 on a toy? Like, think about it. Turn it around. Flip that around. They come home with a $1,200 pair of shoes. You're going to say, oh, great job there, honey. Like, yeah. You're really budget conscious here.
I've never been questioned before, except the Mezco Turtles.
Well, I think it'll be a question if there's three boxes coming down.
Like, because at the end of the day, it's like the bills are paid and it's my money. So she'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, but next month's bill might not get paid. It's not the month you're talking about.
The most I've ever gotten is you pay that much for the turtles and then she just walked away.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because the receipt was in my pocket and she did the laundry.
You noob.
Yeah, it was because
I normally the receipt. I check it out as soon as I walk out of that store.
Because I normally do my laundry, but she's like, I did the laundry today. I took the receipt out. You paid that much? And she walked away.
You noob.
The one and only time. But yeah, I'm pretty sure if I bought that, she'd be like, that's insane. Have fun. And then
if I bought that, I'd be immediately asked, like, you spend this much. What are you, dumb?
Yeah.
Like, you already have a bajillion of these things. Why do you need to buy
one? She pointed to the one in the
drawer. Yeah, she's like, where do I point to tell you what you just spent money on the last 10 years?
She pointed at the smaller version of the one you have. She's like, don't you have
it? You could have had another house.
Yeah.
Had you not gone this route. So, yeah, no, it's whether I can or...
Do you want to is the thing, and yeah, I have no desire to.
Does it make sense?
There's no part of me that wants to, like, seek that out and pay for it, and I'm happy.
But again, like I said, it's good value.
Yeah,
for the size and complexity of it, it's. Yeah, if I had a shrunken collection, and I needed something to kind of wow my collection, I guess maybe this is it then.
That would be your entire collection.
I guess.
I need something to wow my collection.
Yeah, if you'd have never gotten into Transformers and you want to get into it, then this is the one to get. It's the first and last one to get. So, yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What else? Anything else?
No, I ended on a high note with this random mass blade.
I do
They're just going to milk this movie. I'm waiting for Gambit Hot Toy to come out still. I don't want it. They're just going to bleed that movie dry.
I do have a what I learned. It's something Christmas related, but since we didn't have a show during Christmas, I thought I'd bring it up. Are you familiar with the NORAD tracker?
No.
You know the kids, they go on that channel and it shows where Santa is during the Christmas.
No, time. I have no idea.
You never heard of this?
No.
What? Please, everybody in the chat, let me know if you guys heard of NORAD Santa Tracker. Enlighten our friend D here.
Oh, that's cool.
You've never heard of this? It's been out for years.
Yeah, probably. Come back December 1st. Oh.
Somebody in the chat, let me know if you heard of the NORAD track. I thought NASA gave you.
So did your kids do this when they were younger?
Yeah. I did it with my kids. I showed them this. Hey, look, this is where Santa is at this time of the year or time of the day. And it's on his way on this continent and that continent. It was fun. My kids were really into it. But I came across an article of how it all started. It started by an accident. So 70 years ago, okay, he's heard of this, Brick. So... It was a kid. There was a promotion out on a flyer.
Yeah.
Right. So promotion out on a flyer, and they put a number on there, and it was a fake number, but they missed it by one digit by accident, the fake number. And the real number, the number that this kid called. So one kid actually called it.
Yeah.
And it was the Combat Alert Center for the government. So it's an actual. You know,
government facility
number, right? And so this kid calls it, and then was it I am the commander of combat? Who was it? Santa's help with the gentleman's name. Colonel Harry Schwab or Schroep answered the call, and it was a kid asking, "Is this Santa Claus?" And the guy's like, "What?" He thought it was a prank, right? Yeah. So he's like, "Yeah, you must come and use the Santa tracker to check when he's in restricted airspace." Yeah. So the guy thought it was a prank. He's like, "No, this is not. This is the combat alert center." And the kid started crying. And so he's like trying to play along. He's like, "Oh, this is a little kid that's actually called here by accident." And he's just like, "Ho, ho, ho." You know, he played it up and made it look like, you know, it's actual Santa's phone line, right?
Yeah.
He got all happy and stuff. And so that's how the NORAD, or is it CONAD successor, is now known as the NORAD. It was before called CONAD. But now it's called the NORAD Defense, American Aerospace Defense. But that's how it all started for the Santa tracker 70 years ago. Someone being nice to a kid who's crying on the other end of the phone and didn't want to break this kid's heart and just played it up. It's just, yeah, it's crazy how this started. It's by an accident, by one digit, a number.
we do for kids.
And it's over 70 years old, and it's even stronger this day because of technology. Now kids have it on their tablets, an app for it, right? A kid can click on it and see where exactly Santa is. I mean, I did it with my nephews in Chicago. I have small nephews there, and I put it up, and they were like all into it and everything.
Yeah, who was that kid, Alvin?
It was. Hey, let me tell the story. you ungrateful, why you little? But yeah, you know what I learned today, not what I did, what I learned. That's a different segment, but I thought it was pretty interesting to bring that up. Pretty cool. You know, and the daughter has kept that going.
Oh, that's nice.
Terry Van Curen was 6 years old when his dad did this. And so she's been doing that, and she's looks like a grandma here in this picture that I have. But she's kept that tradition alive. They have a group that does it, puts it all together, and keeps it going year after year after year. This is all one big ruse. He didn't learn. You know what I learned? People are not nice in 2025. This Rasper guy and this Ryan guy. No, just kidding.
They're decent people.
Yeah, they're all right. But yeah, that is what I learned. All right, anything else?
I think we're good.
We're good. Our first show in 2025. Once again, thank you all of you guys for hanging out with us. Really appreciate each and every one of you guys. Another year is started, and we're excited to do cool things, talk about cool things, and also interact with you guys. So make sure to like and subscribe, hang out with us, do all those cool things. We appreciate all of you guys. Thank you so much. So wherever you're on the world, Santa, whether you're in the world or the universe, have yourself a good day. A good morning and a good night. I mixed that up, but that's okay.
Close enough. Good night.
Ah, Santa!